This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! Hey! It's my song! Let's sing it!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
Come on!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
You know the words!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
That's it! Sing!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
Hey, coolest geeks, it's me, Jesse Blaze Snyder. How are you doing today on this fine Saturday? Even though I'm not recording on Saturday. Usually I record on Fridays, but I'm actually having to record earlier in the week because I got some stuff to do this week. So I just recorded my normal Wednesday show, and now I'm recording this, which is cool, though, because I just watched a movie last night that I loved, and it's a great post-apocalyptic kind of sci-fi future dystopia movie. It's called What Happened to Monday, and it was awesome. I watched it on Netflix, and I believe it's available there now for however long it's available. It came out in 2017 apparently. So I don't know how I'd never heard anybody talk about it or anything, but the premise I thought was just so brilliant. In this future where you can't have multiple children, there can be no siblings. Everybody's only allowed one child, but there's like sort of a rampant proliferation of twins and triplets and quadruplets and things like that. And this guy's daughter's, I guess, killed in childbirth, having seven children. And he has these seven kids that he has to take care of who are all like the same, look like the same girl. And he has to basically train them to pretend to be one person. And because there's seven of them, he just names them after the days of the week. And they all go out one day a week dressed as the same person, working at the same job, pretending like they're just one person to everybody in the world. What a cool premise. And the actress that they got to play the main character, what a great role for her. And she does a great job. Her name's Noemi Rapace. I feel like I've seen her in some other things before. It says she's, I guess, the girl with the dragon tattoo. I never saw those movies. And she's in Prometheus. I saw her in that one. And she's in Sherlock Holmes. I seem to remember her in that movie as well. But she was really great. It's a great role for anybody, and I was super impressed. Glenn Close plays the kind of bad guy who's they managed to make slightly sympathetic. Willem Dafoe plays the father who, oh man, what an interesting, cool role. It's a very like heavy movie with crazy stuff. And when you see it, you'll be like, why would Jesse want to show this to his kids? But there's parts of me that really wants to show it to my children. Because of just all the family things that it makes you think about and how important family is and taking care of each other and so many things. But at the same time, it's quite harrowing as it goes on, I guess, depending on your perspective. But it's really good. The dude, Marwan Kenzari, he plays like the love interest, and he's roles relatively small, but he managed to make a really nice impression. And and the rest of the characters, you know, for the most part are, you know, kind of like one note barbarian security enforcer type people who are going after the main characters at various times, but the exploration of these girls and being raised, you see them as children being raised by Willem Dafoe as their father, and then you see them as adults, you know, living in this world where they have to go out one at a time, and they, you know, the rest of them are hiding in their apartment so that they don't get you know, in the punishment is supposed to be like they get like frozen and they get like thawed out in the future or something like that. Of course, you know, the whole movie has a lot of intrigue. When Monday goes missing, Monday never comes home, and then like so many things start happening, you know, beyond that. And it's really quite compelling and cool, and the premise is awesome, and it was executed really well. You know, there's certainly a thing or two that's maybe a little like, well, I don't know if that's how that would happen, or that's a little bit convenient or whatever, but for the most part it's very grounded. These girls really work for it. I mean, there's a great scene, the first scene when like some people sort of come to find them, and they have to, the group of them have to fight off these three grown men with weapons, and it's, you know, it's brutal. They are getting their asses handed to them, but you know, with perseverance and some teamwork, whatever else, they do manage to get out of the situation, not exactly unscathed. And that's the thing, you know, this movie really has real stakes. And it's just a great simple premise that I think, you know, makes you think about any number of places on planet Earth where there are limitations on how many kids you can have or what gender you can have. You know, the situation, I guess it's in China, where like they have too many boys and not enough girls to go around. And there's, you know, proposals all the time for various limitations on, you know, reproductive rights and it's really, you know, reproductive rights go both ways, and it's such a slippery slope and creates so many weird situations, because nobody wants to throw out their baby, you know, and forcing people to throw out their babies willy-nilly and there to be no siblings, like that's a frightening prospect. But it's the type of thing that, you know, every now and then variations of that are sort of proposed, and people, you know, do want to talk about that kind of stuff. So it's cool to see a fictional world where something similar is being talked about, so you can learn the lessons of that. You know, is there merit to this thing that's being proposed, or is this something that we should really think about empathetically and see how this might affect people in the universe? I think it's something that we should. I was super impressed by the direction, and like, you know, how it was shot and stuff. It was directed by this dude, Tommy Workala, who made the movie Dead Snow and Dead Snow 2. I think I saw one of those movies. I think I saw Dead Snow maybe. I think it was like a movie I put on in the background. But it looks like he's got a number of projects that he also did. He wrote the Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunter movie, and director. Oh, I guess he directed Violent Night. Violent Night is another great movie. Yeah, that's directed by him. Violent Night, I thought, was really awesome with Hopper from Stranger Things. That's a great one. And I'll have to check out maybe some of these other things that he's directed and written. There's a TVMA, or maybe a show. It's called The Trip. Ionde Dagger. Dysfunctional couple heads to remote cabin to reconnect, but each has intentions to kill the other. Yeah, I was very impressed by this movie. And it does say, you know, I mean, he didn't write the one that he directed here, What Happened to Monday, but it's very well directed, and I'm interested to see maybe some of these other things that he's worked on. There's another thing called Kill Baljo, the movie, which has like a Kill Bill aesthetic, so I don't know. And Dead Snow, I did see some of Dead Snow at least. Well, anyway, I'm gonna have to dig into him a little bit further. because it's really, really well, well directed. And additionally, it is well, written. It's, by, Max Botkins and Kelly something or other. And, they don't have like a lot of like big credits to their name. But apparently they wrote some episodes of Wolverine and the X-Men. Or at least the dude did. I'm looking at the other person's credits, but I'm super impressed with this this flick. Just well acted and well edited and well shot and compelling. You know, it was one of those movies where I had already started it, and my friend came in like halfway through or a little more than halfway through, and he got sucked in, and he was watching for a while. So I mean, you know, that really says something about, you know, these things. Oh, this lady, it was her first thing writing. Oh man, you know, I have something to say about that. You know what the honest answer is there. She's only written three things. She hasn't written much at all. And all of a sudden, and the three things that she's working on are rather big things. Resident Evil is the third thing that she's working on. And she got brought in. She was also co-producer on What Happened to Monday, which was her first thing. Or wait, she wrote the screenplay for Alex Cross in 2012. Okay. Well, okay. She's been around a little bit. Okay. Well, we'll give her that. I've never seen Alex Cross.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
This movie's really, really good. I highly recommend it. I liked it so much that I just said, screw it. I'm going to shelve my shit. I glitched my thing. I said I liked it so much that I shelved my plan, which was to do John Carter that Disney put out a little while back. That movie is so ridiculously maligned. I don't understand why. But yeah, I love this. I've been really enjoying doing these positive reviews of like, you know, the coolest picks every weekend. I hope you've been listening to them and watching some of these movies and these TV shows and enjoying them as much as I have. I've got a bunch of great ones coming up. Lone Ranger, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Edge of Tomorrow. I want to talk about the first Spider-Verse movie. They Clone Tyrone on some possibly Galaxy Quest. And then like on some larger episodes, I think I want to talk about Planet of the Apes, talk about In Living Color, talk about Godzilla, talk about Godzilla in general, and talk about He-Man and the Masters of the Universe in general. Just, you know, stuff that I love and, you know, just like my appreciation, where the appreciation comes from, especially, you know, for something like He-Man, you know, I think some people don't understand and, you know, it's worth explaining. So I will. But I've been getting just like the other night after watching John Carter, I was like, oh yeah. And that made me think of Lone Ranger. It made me think of just like a whole bunch of different movies that, I love that, you know, I don't necessarily think get enough celebration as, modern day classics. Anyway, I'm not going to take up like waste your time. Like I think I did my review of the thing, and I think we are good to move on with our lives. I don't know what I'm talking about this coming week on the show, but I hope you'll join me on Monday night when I do my All Your Favorite Bands Suck music show. I think I'm doing The Transplants, another Tim Armstrong project. Last week I did Rancid. Love Rancid. Love Tim Armstrong. He's awesome. I love The Transplants. I'm excited to do that. Anyway, you know, that's it. I'm your passionate geek culture commentator, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com. I love you all so much. I look forward to hearing from you. And thank you for listening to my show. I hope you'll join me again next Saturday and this coming Wednesday for another fucking awesome episode of The Coolest Geek Alive. Rock on, my friends. You've been listening to Coolest Geek Alive with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent geek culture content. Thanks for listening.
It's my favorite part. It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Coolest alive.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Stay with your tribe.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Revenge of the Geeks.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Week after weeks.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Laughing with you.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
And cry sometimes too.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Spelling it out.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Making you shout.
I'm a genius. I've got lyrics coming out me bum for days. You like that? It's a kazoo solo. It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Talking some shit.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Living your shit.
My voice is gonna be so fucking awesome.
Food in our mouth.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Getting them out.
It's gonna be listen fucking to the awesome. Reverb.
Tell all your friends.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Call right our text.
It's gonna be fucking star. Awesome.
Raising the bar.
Fucking awesome. Fucking awesome. It's gonna be fucking awesome. Just wait. You'll see. You'll all see.
You'll all see.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.